Isley were meant to be playing Dover tonight and the game was called off. It was actually called off yesterday because obviously if you're a Dover player, setting off for Isley, you'd be leaving, well, about 11 a.m. this morning.
That's a long trip, isn't it, for some non-league football?
Yeah, it really is. So it had to be called off yesterday, pitch inspection done. So that game will now take place next Tuesday, 7:45 kickoff at Nevermore Park. Now, the interesting one is, if Isley were to get through, they face either Nantwich or Stourbridge. Now, Nantwich, little known fact, their manager is called Phil Parkinson.
Really?
So yes, it is one of them where it could be Phil Parkinson facing a Yorkshire team. And it was a interesting one a couple of weeks ago when Nantwich played Bradford Park Avenue and a couple of journalists were having a bit of fun saying Phil Parkinson is at Park Avenue. Obviously, he was actually the Nantwich boss, but the other one involving our two Yorkshire sides, FC Halifax Town or Chester, they play tomorrow, weather permitting. It has to be said, the Shea at the minute might not be on. The rain really has caused some damage, but they would face Gateshead if they beat Chester. The return of Neil Aspin, who left only a couple of months ago, a Halifax Town legend, two promotions. Neil Aspin's commented actually today saying that he really would be looking forward to that tie if it was to happen.
Very, very interesting stuff. Never before have I seen the word or used so much in a cup draw. So it's a Nantwich or Stourbridge versus Guiseley or Dover, FC Halifax Town or Chester versus Gateshead. And speaking of Guiseley, Tom, there's been a bit more Guiseley news recently.
Yes, there has. And, well, with the transfer window ending, it was pretty obvious that Wayne Brooksby, who last year was one of the star players, would be leaving the squad. His contract was cancelled. He's rejoined Northrop United. Bit of an exclusive. I've been catching up with him about the move.
Obviously, not been playing for Guiseley, so the main thing for me is just to get playing again and start enjoying my football again. So, yeah, I feel that it was the right move for me.
And looking at North Ferriby, obviously you've had spells there before. You also had a spell there this season while you were on loan, so you already know all the teammates and obviously you knew the management anyway.
Yeah, obviously going back, I went last night to sign some forms and went trading and all the lads were glad to see me back and stuff, so obviously, pleasure playing for North Ferriby and great management as well. So hopefully we'll be able to do the right thing and get Ferriby up into the conference.
And that must be the great thing, isn't it, that you're joining a team with realistic aims of getting into the conference, a team in real good form?
Yeah, definitely. They've obviously doing well in the league and they're in good stead to go to the next level. And that's definitely what North Ferriby want, which is obviously a good thing for me as well. So look forward to playing and just getting some minutes under my belt.
And looking at your time at Guiseley, obviously you were a part of the squad which gained promotion last season, a great moment, and you became a bit of a fan's favourite as well. Just how much have you enjoyed your time at Guiseley?
Yeah, obviously you've got a lot of respect for Guiseley. It was a really good move for me and yeah, appreciate everything they've done for me. I've come on as a player and much appreciated of the fans who have been brilliant ever since I've joined the club.
And looking at it, I mean, in terms of memories that you've got there, would you say the playoff final has to be the memory that stands out for you?
Yeah, definitely. It was probably one of the biggest points in my career. It was a great day, and it was something that I'll never forget. So yeah, definitely, that's my best memory at Guiseley.
I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? You've experienced promotion once to the National League. You'll want to do it all over again this year.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we win the league and we won't even need to go to the playoffs. But if it's playoffs that we need to do, then hopefully we'll win them and do the same again as what I did last year.
And looking at this move, then it really is just a case that you want to be at a club that's going to be giving you minutes on the pitch and time to express yourself and play.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, I'm not going to get anywhere being on the bench or not even making the bench in my career. So it's just a case of, you know, getting my career back on track and playing and hopefully doing well at North Ferriby.
And looking at the last few months at Guiseley, was it quite frustrating that you just weren't able to break into the team?
Yeah, obviously really frustrating. But at the end of the day, it's Mark's opinion that matters, and he obviously didn't think it was right for me to get back into the squad, so I have to respect that and move on.
And obviously you know all the lads at Guiseley. Do you think the team is going to be able to stay up?
Yeah, I think they've got a good enough side definitely to stay up. I wish him all the best for the rest of the season. I'm sure the squad's strong enough to keep him in that league. I know that they're more than capable.
And joining North Ferroby United, I suppose it's a thing that the ambition isn't just for this season. It really is a team which seems to be on the grow with quite a few things to look forward to in further years.
Yeah, I've sat down and spoke to Billy, and he wants to take the club as far as they'll go, which is obviously a great thing for me, because I want to play at the highest level for as long as I can. So hopefully I'll be able to achieve that with Billy and North Ferroby.
And that must be something you're looking forward to being a part of that journey.
Yeah, definitely. It's exciting times ahead for North Ferroby, so obviously exciting times for me too.
Well, that's Wayne Brooksby, who's just joined North Ferroby United from Guiseley. Elsewhere, Tom, some postponements popping up all over the place. This time of year is pretty difficult for non-league teams to get the games on and get through those fixtures.
Ridiculous. It really was at the weekend. Basically every game was called off, apart from Guiseley went to Dover, so that game took place because it was in Dover.
Probably the one game you wish was called off, because it's such a long trip.
It's such a horrible trip. And Gaul were able to get a game on, and literally, there were two other games involving Yorkshire teams which actually went ahead. I know Harrogate Town's game was called off, and it really was just a case that players were putting their feet on the ground and their boots were actually getting stuck in the mud. It was that bad. So that was happening all over West Yorkshire, East Yorkshire, South Yorkshire, North Yorkshire. It's affected everybody. And that's the only thing with non-league football in Yorkshire at this time of year. That's what you're expecting, a lot of games to be called off, because with heavy rain and a couple of games at play, the mud is there, and you know the games just have to be called off. It's unfortunate, but looking at a couple of the games that did happen, Gaul were able to gain a 2-2 draw, but unfortunately it wasn't enough for their manager, who unfortunately had to be sacked, Alan Semley. And it's an interesting one what Gaul have done. They've actually put the advert for the managerial position online, so anyone can apply. I got sent an email about it. It basically is an open forum for anybody, anyone, literally anyone, to apply for the role. You will be able to send the email to Steve Shorthouse. That's his personal email address as well.
It is shorty25558 at icloud.com.
And yeah, it is there for anyone to apply for. So really interesting that the way Gaul have done it, because a lot of teams try and do it behind the scenes. They, you know, try and get a manager that's either in-house, someone who knows the club, but Gaul have said that they're trying something a bit different, seeing if somebody, maybe you didn't think that they could apply for the role, maybe puts their name forward for the job. So really interesting. And Tadcaster Albion, by the way, marvellous result for them. 1-0 win against Bridlington away from home. Josh Greening, who's the brother of Jonathan Greening, with the winner. And the great thing was, five of the fans went as the Spice Girls, and they actually ran to the stands to celebrate with the players in the last minute. A great video, which has actually gone viral, because it's the Spice Girls celebrating with the players. It's absolutely hysteric. It's brilliant.
Superb. So if you want to apply for the vacant job at Gaul AFC, just head to their website. You might want to start typing pretty quickly, because it says on the ad they want to make a swift appointment. Tadcaster, as Tom said, now top of the league, beating Bridlington 1-0. We're talking about postponements, Tom. One club being hit pretty badly by this is Liversedge FC.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. Their last home game was October the 31st. They've only had five games since, and they've all been away from home. And I've been talking to their boss, Jonathan Rimmington, just really on how he's feeling about so many postponements.
Frustration more than anything. It's frustrating. You know, the players want to play. We want to play. We haven't gained any momentum at all from bringing all these new lads in. And, you know, like I've said to a few people, we've lost players to the West Yorkshire League clubs, because we haven't been able to play at home, and lads want to play football, so we're struggling in certain things, but we keep going and we keep battling on.
Suppose when you look at it, I mean, it must just be a case when you're looking outside, you're seeing the amount of rain. It must be really disheartening when you're getting to the pitch and seeing that the game's going to be called off.
Yeah, well, I live what, a mile from Claiborne, and you can just tell as soon as we must get more rain in our area than any other part of Yorkshire at this moment. And, you know, I go up to the pitch daily to have a look round, and, you know, the pitch itself looks immaculate when you take a photo of it, but underfoot it's quite dangerous in certain parts. And, you know, the main part of me is player, you know, I don't want the players getting injured. I think they could cause a rupture of groins or anything, or twisted knees. And that's got to be paramount, really.
And I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? When you're talking there about momentum, when you're in a position where you're having a game and then you're not playing for 5 weeks, it must just really kill all the momentum you can gain.
Well, it's been difficult because we've trained, and we've trained every week, and the lads are eager. You know, we've brought a lot of young lads in from other clubs that we've been and looked at over the last few weeks, and you know, they want to play, and we want to get that momentum going. But it's just hopefully now we tag Castor on Saturday, and away at Garth next Tuesday, we may gain that little bit of, you know, momentum and that little bit of confidence. Where if we put good performances like we did at Parkgate, where we worked our socks off, and the, you know, for the club, they were fantastic with the players.
And when you look at the situation, it really is surreal, because you look at the months of November, December and January, it's only been 5 games played, which obviously for any league is a very low number.
Yeah, I think every club's in the same boat, though. I don't think we're especially in that department. Faculty have struggled to get games on. I mean, Garth on the 28th of December, we thought that game would be on, and you know, I spoke to their chairman in the morning, and he went, I think it's going to be off. I think the ref will call it off. And so we're not special in that department. It's just that we're with a lot of new players and trying to blood them in and trying to get us up that league. It's very difficult, and it does hit home a little bit more that we have not had one home game in that time, and it's now. I think the league are coming up on Thursday to a meeting with the club to see what we can do, and if we have to move away from playing at home, which is going to be another problem financially for the club as well. So I don't know where it's going to take us, really.
I was going to say, would that be a case where you do just in the end have to look at another ground and start them talks with another team just to get you through till the end of the season?
Yeah, well, we were going to... Last week we were playing Cleethorpes, I think it was on a Tuesday night, and we'd approached another West Yorkshire club to play at their ground, and they'd agreed. But when it came down to financial, you know, they wanted money for playing there. You know, the referees and linesmen are very expensive in this league. We're not going to make anything on the drink or the food, because the other club would have done. It would probably have cost us all in all probably £500 just to stage the game. And at this moment in time, the club haven't got that. You know, they're a fantastic club. The people at the club are, honestly, they are mind-blowingly good. And they're committed, but the money's just not... It's a massive issue now.
And another blow for the team was the application to Sports England for some funding, which was turned down. And obviously, if that funding had been given, that would have been a big boost for everyone involved.
Well, again, it's down to the facility at Claiborne. You know, it does need that work for the local community. I mean, I think we're the only club in that area, and around Dewsbury, I know there's Ossett Town and Ossett Albion at the top of the hill, but between, what, probably 300,000 people, we're the only semi-pro football team. And I believe that, you know, sort of look at yourself in a way that the top clubs, I know we're in the bottom tier of the Football League, but I think somehow there's got to be some way of help from the top clubs and the Football Association and the Football League, not just Sport England. You know, they've got other people. It's not just about football, I'm afraid, is it? It's massive to kids, and I know where, you know, I would never take money away from the children, because I think that's part of our future.
And I know when you look at it, there are teams in the local area who are willing to help, willing to offer some help. That must really mean a lot, that, you know, everyone is having to look after each other, because obviously this could happen to anyone in terms of the bad weather and the conditions.
Yeah, well, I think that in football, when you're in football, I think everybody does look after each other. I think it's you know, when you're out of the little the picture, I think it changes a little bit. But the local clubs, they're down with them all, really. You know, I talk to all managers, you know, some great characters and good people. And I think if they could help us, they would definitely help us. You know, they need to claw back their costs, and, you know, and I understand that. And I just think that we do need now to play games. And over the next 8 weeks, we've got 16 games, so hopefully we can get some momentum and get playing. The lads are ready for it, I can assure you. We're training tonight. Hopefully we can get a good turnout tonight.
And when you look at the previous result, which was the 2-2 game against Parkgate, that really did show the spirit that the side have to do what you did to get that point. And that is something that you'll be hoping you can build on going into the upcoming games.
Definitely, yeah. The performance, I mean, we give 2 sloppy goals away again in the first 20 minutes. We've done it in the last 2 games that night because we're not playing, not switched on enough. In both games, we give a penalty away in the first 20 minutes. So we've come back, we've gone in at half-time, changed a couple of things and gone out and really had a go at people. And in that game against Parkgate, our football was absolutely tremendous. To say it was a windy day, absolute torrential rain in the second half, but we put them under the cosh for long periods. And we did get what we deserved, if not more, really. And I think at Staveley, that the 3-1 game at Staveley, second half, it could have gone our way. At 2-1, we were in it. We hit the bar. You know, we had another chance, cleared off the line. We should have probably had a penalty. And then the breakaway, and you go 3-1 down, and you're just like scratching your head.
Well, there you go. That's the Liversedge FC boss, Jonathan Rimmington, his side not being able to play a home game in non-league for 100 days. October the 31st, is it, Tom, since they last played at home?
Yep, October the 31st. It's bizarre. It's so cruel on the team as well, because like Jonathan was saying, players are actually leaving now because they want to be playing football, so they're losing some of their squad, and a lot of repair work needs to happen to the stadium.
Yeah, certainly a very interesting story from the non-league. Plenty of games, well, hopefully this weekend.
And fingers crossed.
Yeah, if they're on. What's going on, Tom?
Well, the big games that have to be looked at is Northrop United against Harrogate Town in the Vanarama Conference North, because this is a case of the two of the three Yorkshire sides, it has to be said, in the league, both are aiming for automatic promotion. It's second against fifth. And if Harrogate Town can get the win, I've got a feeling they will be the team to watch out for. They beat the league to Solihull Moors 6-1 a couple of weeks ago. But if North Roby get the win, they actually could theoretically go top, because they'll have a game in hand on Solihull and then another game in the NCAL Premier Division, Tadcaster Albion against Liversedge. Liversedge's sixth game in 112 days against Tadcaster Albion. This will be their first home game in 80 days. So it's interesting to see just which team can last the full 90 minutes, because both teams really are lacking match fitness.
Well, plenty of action to look forward to this weekend, but perhaps just check before you set off to any grounds you may be going to. That's about it for the non-league show here on Radio Yorkshire for 1 week. This will be available as a podcast on the Radio Yorkshire Audio Boom as soon as Tom can get it uploaded. And me and Tom will be back with the non-league show from 9 o'clock on Tuesday next week.